Hey, you're listening to a brand new podcast episode by the Herschel Saldana Show of Truth Be Told, where we ask questions from the everyday incidents happening around us. In this episode, we will be discovering how meaningful relationships have changed since the past decade. The word relationship here doesn't only mean love between a boy and a girl. It also means friendship and your relationship with your parents. I suggest you relate the contents of the episode with any past broken relationship you had with your close friend. After having lunch with my colleagues, we usually go for a walk around the campus. During the walk, my colleague was discussing about his past experience where he had helped his friend from trouble. He explains that his friend got into a serious trouble with a girl where her brother was about to teach him a lesson. My colleague adds how he sorted the problem and saved his friend from this serious trouble. As some years passed, he met the same friend in a nearby place where he completely ignored my colleague and didn't talk to him at all. I was not amused with it, because similar events have happened to me where friends turn into strangers. Don't you feel the same when your close friend completely forgets about you and never texts you back after your degree or changing your company? Why does this happen? Friendships, just like any other friendship, are subject to change and can evolve over time. Various factors can lead even the closest of friends to grow apart, transforming what was once a close bond into a distant memory. As you evolve, so does your life, influenced by career paths, beliefs, and interests that may diverge from those of your friends. While some changes align your paths, others create distance. Personal growth can be fulfilling at times, but sometimes isolating, leading to shifts in friendships. Life events like relocation, marriage, parenthood, or career changes can create physical and emotional gaps, diminishing time spent together and shared experiences, reducing the prominence of friendship. Modern life's fast pace and reliance on digital communication can weaken conversations and emotional bonds, compounded by fewer regular check-ins due to hectic schedules. Disagreements and misunderstandings are common in relationships, and when unresolved can create lasting divides, potentially leading to withdrawal from your friendship. Assuming your friend's constant presence can lead to neglecting the relationship, even if it is strong. Without consistent care, connections may weaken, stemming from a false sense of security. Expanding social circles and societal influences can alter perceptions of existing friendships, shifting priorities and significance, sometimes at the expense of long-standing relationships. I'm sure you are able to relate either one of the reasons why you lost someone you deeply cared about. It's all right. We go through different phases in our lives where we have to let go in order to grow. It's a funny thing you hear when people around you say, "You have changed." You take this as a negative comment and try to bring yourself to your previous version. I believe it is a good thing because you are evolving and focusing on your life, whereas your circle is still focused on the things that you don't like. You know, friendship is not the most important relationship in our lives. It is how we treat or care for our parents. Especially, the younger generation are not able to understand the value of this. As Earl Nightingale says, "When it's free, we take it for granted." So how can we build a strong relationship with our parents? You need to take a lead in improving your relationship with your parents instead of waiting for them to initiate it. Show appreciation for their contributions and support, fostering a willingness to enhance the connection. maintain emotional independence while acknowledging past challenges and focusing on moving forward positively. Understand your parents' perspective and differences, using empathy to find common ground and encourage compromise. Embrace your individuality, free from external influences, and recognize your parents as fellow adults to promote a more balanced dynamic in the relationship. I talk to my parents every day at 9:30 p.m. where they share their I talk to my parents every day at 9:30 p.m. where they share their day's experience and I just listen to them. On one of the calls, I was discussing with my dad based on my observation that some relationships where boys and girls fall in love and have a long relationship, but when they get married, the relationship ends up in a divorce. I asked him why. For this, my dad told me, it is because their priorities change. When they are young, they do not know what life is. And if the girl smiles at the boy thinks the girl is in love with him. But as they progress in life, their priorities change, and hence they are not able to cope up with each other. Another thing that he mentioned is about lack of patience. Our generation, meaning Gen Z, has a lack of patience in everything. Even for a small temporary problem, we are not able to deal with patience. When I understood this, I was completely amazed and got an answer to my long-asked question on why some love relationships for several years don't end up well. I'm sure you got value from this episode about how meaningful relationships have changed since the past decade. Thank you for listening till the end of the episode. Stay tuned for more upcoming episodes by following the podcast. And don't forget to rate the podcast too. Until next time, stay safe and cheers.